This Sunday is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. The psalm of the day is Psalm 27. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 1 to 14. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, and as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the earth, and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah, and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd, and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 21 to 29. You who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to preserve you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all this energy that he powerfully works within me. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel for this Sunday is according to St. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from the book of St. Luke. He will read that for you now. Here is the Reverend David Magruder, the pastor of Peace with Christ Lutheran Church, with the sermon for this Sunday titled, The Perfect Host.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 38th verse. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Jesus of today's gospel reading is the Jesus who is guest and host. And he will not be either one on anyone's terms except his own. We come at his invitation. He is host, where he serves us as guests in his house, and we serve each other. And when we serve the least of his brothers and sisters, he promises that we are doing it to him. We serve him as guest in our house, playing host to him in our bodies, in heart and mind, as he dwells in us and dwells with us and among us, in, with, and under our fellowship and service. He is host and we are guest. First and foremost, we must remember this. He is host first, and we are guest. And his service to us is what we receive in worship. The order of this is what goes wobbly when we channel our inner Martha and assume that our efforts are what counts when it comes to what pleases the Lord. Faith is the only way to worship, and faith always receives good things from God. This is the lesson Jesus teaches his friend at Bethany, Martha, the sister of Mary. Martha, the woman who welcomed the Lord into her house. Who is guest and who is host in Bethany? Martha welcomed the Lord, and in getting distracted, irritated, thinking that welcoming puts her in the role of host and Jesus in the role of short-term guest, someone to impress, well, she's irritated, of course, that Mary is doing nothing but sitting at the feet of the Lord. So, come on, Mary, up and at 'em. Get cracking on the carving, the drinks, the entertainment, anything but just sitting there at the feet of your guest, because hospitality requires effort. Funny that the next two women we hear of in Luke's account who have an encounter with Jesus are described as sitting at the feet of Jesus. The first, Mary of Magdala, out of whom the Lord expelled seven demons. The woman who wets Jesus' feet with her tears and dries them with her hair. The one who is forgiven much because she loves much. Both sitting at the feet of the Lord. Both being served by the Lord with cleansing and forgiveness. And now, Mary of Bethany, the sister of hospitality director Martha, one more sitting at the feet of the Lord. If you want to know what the word of the Lord is offering you today, you need to ask where Jesus is and look where the Lord is. Where is the Lord? He's in the role, not of guest, but of host. He's the one dishing it out and giving out the portions the way the good host does. And the portions he gives are cleansing and forgiveness. The seat he offers his guest is the choicest of seats, the one at his feet. The only guest who doesn't get the goods is the one who excludes herself, who excludes himself. Don't deny the invitation. And the portions he offers to his friends in Bethany are his teaching of the kingdom, the teaching of himself. Now, before we blame Sister Martha excessively, let's remember that there's nothing evil in what Martha was doing. But there's an end to it, the end that says goodbye to a guest. And if that guest is the Lord, what a sad day that would be. Martha wouldn't want that end, and neither do you. You don't want the Lord as a short-term guest. You want the Lord who serves you the better portion. The Lord who knows that hosting takes effort, but was not distracted, was not irritated, but willingly put forth the effort for you. Jesus as host puts forth more effort than making certain the plates are full and the cups are clean and you feel cozy. He's not into cozy, but he is into comfort, and the price of your comfort was his discomfort, compelling him to put forth effort, work, sweat, blood, agony, giving up his body to soldiers, to mockers, to the world and its rage, to death on a cross for you, to be buried in a tomb for you. You want this Lord, not as short-term guest, but eternal host who serves, continues to serve the better portion, the distribution of himself, host and guest at the table he sets for you. Martha, the real Martha, seems to have gotten it in the end. Let's not forget that this is Martha, whose faith moved her to proclaim, "Lord, had you been here 4 days ago, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, he will do for you." It's Martha who said, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I receive you, Lord Jesus, as the resurrection and the life, the one who you say you are. And when I have made my home in the tomb, I do not receive you as just a welcome traveler, a visitor. I do not receive you, but even there in the grave, you receive me. Even there, I am the one who is being received as guest, you the host, because there you made your home to wait for me. There you have paved a way for me to rest a little while. My tomb is no strange lodging, for you welcomed me into your crucifixion. You welcomed me into your grave. You drowned me with your water, killing me in my sin and burying me in a baptism that you wrought, fulfilling it in my daily death and my death on the last day, simply to give me a respite, a rest, sanctified by your rest in the tomb, until the day that you welcome me into the mansion you have prepared for me. And when I rise again in your exit. Your stone rolled away is my red carpet. Your door out is my door in. Your glorious new life is a new heaven and a new earth where you welcome me once again as a guest, you the host. Knowing that even as you raised my brother Lazarus, so you will raise me and all who trust in you. Invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb which has no end, where we are served by the host forever and ever. Insisting on your own way is to be turned in upon yourself. The Lord you receive on your terms at your invitation is no Lord at all. He's a tenant at best, who's a bit too easy to evict when he doesn't come up with the rent you want, or what you think you need that day. Fickle old heart of the fickle old Adam, unbuckled from the love of God by even our best intentions. So learn Martha's lesson. There's a portion, the portion to be desired, that only comes to the honored guest from a willing host, the one who does the work. His blood-bought forgiveness for your sins and his perfect righteousness credited to you is that gift given you by the word so treasured by Mary and Martha. Receive the Lord today as his host at his invitation. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please join in the prayer that the Lord has taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And the collect for today.
Let us pray. O Lord, grant us the Spirit to hear your word and know the one thing needful, that by your word and Spirit we may live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.